And Giltock are all Ireland champions for the first time on a score line of 12-6 against Derry, and also champions alone. They led by 9-1 at half time, having owned the ball. There's a possession stat jumped up on the telly in front of me, 75% possession. They used the ball, they didn't take it into contact. A Granollan team who had shot goals for fun on the way to this final were just kept. And Giltock, for want of a better term, they took the entertainment value out of Granollan and they kept possession. They were very good on the ball. Rory O'Biglach scored 6 first half points to open up a 9-1 lead. And for a long period of this second half, it looked as if Granollan weren't going to score. But Conor Rafferty, their driving force all through the day, he scored 2 points. Neil McNichol tied on 2 frees, but 12-6 probably doesn't tell the story about how dominant and Giltock were in possession. It's a really disappointing end for what has been a magical season for Granollan. Last year, 2025, was their 100th year. They capped it off by winning the title, winning Ulster, and just last weekend hit 5 goals and a really dramatic performance against Strokestown. But today, on the biggest stage, on the final stage of the year, they just were too passive, and Giltock were very useful in possession. And by half-time at 9-1, the damage was done, and the Kerry and Munster champions, managed by Fergal O'Shea, who was here in 2004 when they lost the senior final to Caltra of Galway, he has masterminded this All-Ireland victory. So a disappointing day for Ulster. Tucker lost in the junior final beforehand, and Granollan, the players are just responded below us here. And final score here at Croke Park, in case you missed it, is Giltock of Kerry 12 points, Kerry champions Granollan 6 points.